You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've done it. We've made it. Welcome to Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast, our special edition Sherpa Shorts, our last episode. Hey everyone, I'm Matthew McCabe.
And I'm Steve Anderson. We are the Youth Ministry Sherpas, helping youth workers to keep going, and we have kept going all the way to the end of the alphabet. We made it, my friend.
Just about filled the month of May with episodes. How crazy is that?
That is fun. It is fun. I hope you've been tracking along with us through the alphabet. We've come up with some weird words, some typical words, funny, serious, everything in between. Catch all the words in the super secret Sherpa phrase.
Yes, because you want a chance to win a free stay at the Sherpa House in Tampa, Florida during the National Youth Workers Convention. And so today you'll get word 26. If you go back to all the episodes, you can put the phrase together, email it to youthministrysherpas@gmail.com. You'll be entered to win a free stay, upwards of a $300 value.
It's awesome.
How are we giving away $300? Have we figured that out?
No, you're giving away $300.
Oh, praise God. Amen. All right. Okay. I love it.
We are sitting at the Harvey Cedars Bible Conference in New Jersey, on
Long
the Jersey Shore.
Beach Island,
Long
New Jersey.
Beach Island. I've never been here
before. I've never been out here before. It's beautiful.
It is a beautiful morning, and we're up early. I'm having some coffee. Matthew's wishing there was a Diet Coke present. And we're going to have breakfast soon with our friends here at this conference. Had a great time. Thanks to Todd Parrish for inviting us to this.
Absolutely. We slept with our door open last night, so the sound of waves crashing and seagulls. It was somewhat magical, honestly.
There was a moment about 2:30 where there was other sounds.
Are you going to rag on my snoring again? My goodness.
I'm sorry. You rolled over and stopped, and we fell back asleep. It was okay. Good. So,
yeah. All right. Very good. You say we fell back asleep. I was asleep the whole time.
Oh, yeah, true.
I had no issues.
Well, it's here.
It is. Last day, and it's your day. I want to know what your word is for.
The letter Z.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You sure?
I'm dying with anticipation.
All right. You got to give me a little grace here. I'm going to explain.
Okay.
All right. My word for the letter Z is zoster.
Zoster.
Z-A-W-S-T-E-R.
Okay, zoster.
Yes.
I have no idea, but go ahead.
I had no idea until I looked it up on Google.
Okay.
Zoster is a seamstress or dressmaker. Okay?
Why wouldn't you just call him a seamstress? I'm sorry.
Because the zoster sounds much cooler.
It totally does. You're right. So we're adding to vocabularies of youth workers everywhere.
Yes.
Zoster.
This is how I mean the word today.
Okay.
We're at the end.
We are.
So as you think back, how have you seen God stitch together the things that led you to where you are in youth ministry now?
Oh, my God.
What are the things that you can look back and see, maybe just a couple? You see God's hand somewhere along the line in how he made you, the connections, maybe the places you ended up, the person or the people you met that were key in your life in youth ministry.
Oh, sure.
That you can kind of celebrate God as the great seamstress, the great weaver, the great stitcher of life.
Yeah.
That's pretty heavy, man.
Let's end this thing with some deep, deep theological cut here. No. Honestly, my wife and I were just talking about that last Saturday. We were down in D.C. after a wedding we had done on Friday night. And again, it was one of those, my wife and I will often look at each other. It's sort of like this little code word that we have for each other. And we'll often look at each other and go, and again, how did we get here? Mm. You know, where we find ourselves in situations that we could not have dreamed of 15 years ago, 20 years ago, for sure 30 years ago. And then you start to do that where you rewind the tape and you think, well, then this happened and this happened and this. I could talk about this for an hour and a half because I just think there are so many things that happened. I mean, if I rewind the tape all the way, I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind was my friend Paul from high school, who was the one who invited me to church in the first place. So he's the reason that I found Jesus in the first place. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Paul Jorgensen out there, who probably doesn't listen to this. But anyway, but then to get involved in a youth ministry, that the church didn't have. Like me and four or five of our friends at the church said, we should start a youth group. That seems what we should do. And so I just think, how cool that God put me in that situation, knowing what the future held for me, or what the future should have held for me, you know, however you want to think about that theologically, to for me to not just be in a church that had a youth group that I just attended. I literally had to build the youth group with my friends and a few volunteers from the church who also had no idea what they were doing. We had to build a youth group so that I had a youth group to be a part of in high school. And I think, who does that? Or who finds themselves in that situation other than a person who would then go on? And of course, at that point in time, I didn't know that's what I was going to do with my life. I was going to be an accountant at that point in time in my life. And so for God to put that circumstance together.
That's funny, considering you really don't like working with budget.
Oh,
doing
I'm
your
terrible
financial reports.
Yeah, that first semester of college as an accounting major was not pretty. Mm-hmm. But to think about that. And then, to think about the different places that I've been and the people I've met and the circumstances that sort of just every domino had to fall a certain way for us to end up where we ended up.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. Anyways, that's the first thing I think about is like, I built a youth group from the ground up as a freshman in high school with three or four buddies. And man, that was the first stitches in the dress I now wear as we're living into your analysis today. What about you? I mean, I could think of more, but...
Yeah, I mean, you could stitch your whole life together if you thought about it long enough. I'm thinking about my senior year of high school when I took AP English. And my teacher was this woman named Mrs. Hutton. And one of her challenges was, over the summer before school, we had to read these books, these six classic books. I still know which ones they were. And write reports on them. And, of course, I procrastinated.
Sure.
Episode 51, I forget what it was. But I did really well in those reports, and I remember being affirmed, hey, you're gifted at this. And so as I was making my college choice and deciding what to go major in, I decided to major in communications. So I went to Grove City College, I majored in communications, thinking I was going to go into broadcasting or into journalism, maybe, sports writing, something like that. Now that I look back, and you know, there's a whole journey that led me into youth ministry, but the gifts that were affirmed in me then are the gifts that have been played out in youth ministry for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
Writing and speaking and creating, those things that were inspired in me as a teenager ended up being critical to what God was ultimately calling me to do. So it's really ironic to me that here we are sitting at a microphone. We're basically doing broadcasting.
It's true.
You know, now in its modern form, which is something that I thought I was going to do as a career 30 years ago. To me, that just blows my mind.
That is really cool.
You know, that God would have in his mind what I was going to do and be preparing me with the gifts and the talents and the skills to do that for his kingdom and for youth ministry. That's incredible.
Yeah, long before
you
had any idea that that's how it was going to play out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember in high school, I came to Christ at a Bible camp. And so I had a really soft place in my heart for that camp. I loved being there. It was like one of those, like in high school for me, that was my happy place. So anytime I could get to this camp. And so they started, when I was a sophomore, they started a leadership development camp. So you had the week of camp you could go to because you were in high school, like high school camp, but then there was this 2-week leadership development camp. I had zero interest in leadership, but I had a big interest in being at camp for 2 extra weeks in the summer. So I signed up and I went. There was leadership camp. Then there was the next year, it was a follow-up. It was 2.5 weeks, and I signed up for that. And I look back at that now and I think, through that camp, number one, I got a mentor, somebody, because it was a really small group. There's 12 people that did this leadership camp.
Mm-hmm.
So you had 2 leaders, 1 to 6. So I had this guy who just poured into me then for ostensibly, not just those 2 weeks, but for 2 years, because he came back and led the next year as well. And the leadership skills that I learned in those 4 weeks and the mentorship I got from him all were foundational to being able to do what God called me to do, which was to be a youth pastor.
And then you went to work for that camp, right?
I did.
And then it was from that camp that you made your first connection to your first
church
job.
Absolutely, yeah.
So you can see it all stitched together.
It's unbelievable. It is when you really start to step back. And I know yesterday we talked about what we missed about being young. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I don't miss is older brings a bigger perspective.
Yes.
All those things happened when I was in my teens and my 20s, and I didn't appreciate the perfection of them. Perfect circumstances that I had no idea were the perfect circumstances to prepare me for what was to come.
You mentioned places you've been, you know. Think about the places you've been. And I know you mean that physically as well as metaphorically.
Sure.
I'm thinking physically. You know, last summer in Athens, Greece, with this amazing ministry called Streetlights, and walking around ancient Corinth. And the year before we were there, we walked around Thessalonica and Philippi.
Oh, yeah.
And I just remember walking around those places and that amazing experience thinking, how did I get here? This is so cool.
Yep.
I get to be in this place and live this history, and I'm working with these amazing people, and I'm seeing God do things here. How did I get this opportunity? I don't deserve this. I'm too dumb for this. You know,
you're not
dumb. And you just see how God has given us amazing, amazing opportunities. This is an incredible life that He's allowed us to live out for His glory that we couldn't have imagined.
Couldn't have imagined
when we were
20. We couldn't have stitched it together. We
couldn't have.
Not to mention the fact that neither of us can sew. But even beyond that, we couldn't. Same thing. Like, I grew up in northern Wisconsin, and in northern Wisconsin, you don't leave very often. I was probably 17 years old before I went anywhere other than Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois, or Minnesota.
Wow.
I'd never been on a plane. I'd never left those areas. And so...
Had you ever seen the ocean?
No.
Really?
Not until I was 17 years old. My friend and I took a road trip to D.C., of all places, to go to Fishnet in 1986. I know, that's a deep cut.
Fishnet?
Yeah.
That's a Christian festival?
It was. It was kind of creation before. And then when I was 18, I road tripped with a friend of mine to Myrtle Beach to, you know, for spring break. Here I am, how many years later, and I've been to Peru 27 times. I get off the plane in Peru, it's like I'm home, you know, and I'm planning a trip to Cambodia here in the fall, and I just got back from Israel here 3 or 4 months ago. And every time I just think, who am I?
You're just a little kid from Wisconsin.
Exactly, who just never went to anything other than Minnesota and Michigan growing up. And now I'm all over the place, and I think, I have that same question. How did I get here? It's just this amazing thing that God did, that He put together, that He saw I never could have seen. Not only could I not have seen it, I couldn't have put it together.
He is the great Zoster.
He is the great Zoster.
The great Zoster.
Dude, that'll preach right there.
That's good.
That'll absolutely preach. That's going somewhere.
I just encourage whoever's listening to this. You're in the middle of the journey. Maybe you're at the beginning. Maybe you're closer to where we are, you know, at the back end of it. But when you step back, when you get the opportunity to step back and see a bigger perspective of how God is leading your life and the things He has given you opportunity to experience and to do and the places you've gone and the people that you've met, you're going to just be crushed, awestruck.
You'll just be in awe. 100%.
By what God has done.
Absolutely.
I know I am, and I'm just exceedingly grateful. Even as I sometimes long for youth, I'm exceedingly grateful for that perspective and the things that I've been able to do and experience because of God's goodness.
Amen is all I have to say.
That's
Amen
a great to way that. To end the Sherpa Shorts, isn't it?
Wait.
We do need to drop the final word.
What do you hear? It's time. We waited till the very end of the last episode to give you your 26th word.
We should have dropped it after we said Sherpa's out, just to mess with people.
Oh, that would have been that's terrible. No, we're going to drop it right now. And your last and final word is...
Griffin.
That's it. Lock it in. Now you can email your phrase. Spelling doesn't count. As long as you get close, we're good. Email us your 26-word Sherpa secret phrase, and we will enter you into the drawing. We cannot wait to draw it and announce it and let you know who has won the opportunity to hang with amazing people, not us, but all the other people that will be there at the Sherpa House in Tampa, Florida.
By the way, he doesn't know that we put his name in the phrase.
No, he doesn't. But
do you think he'll care?
No. We had tacos with him at midnight last night. I don't think he's going to care.
I hope not. Yeah. I'm hoping he stops over at the house now that we've dropped the name.
That's right. Yeah.
So no promises there.
No promises there, but consider yourself invited, sir.
Yes. All right, man.
Well,
we did
that
it.
Is it.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Well
that
done.
Is it. And congratulations to you listeners who've made it this whole way through our journey through the alphabet.
You have persevered.
I love it.
You have finished the marathon 26.1?
26.2.
26.2 miles.
Yes.
On the Sherpa journey, you've made it to the finish line.
Yeah, I think you can go out and buy one of those 26.2 stickers now and put it on your car. I'm good with that.
All right.
People will be impressed.
Hey, just real quick, let's tell everybody what we're planning for Sherpa podcasting here in the short term.
In the short term.
So yeah, we have an episode coming out with Mark Ostreicher. We're going to get that out really, really soon.
It's a great interview. You'll absolutely love it.
Probably come out next Thursday, the last Thursday of May. We have an interview coming out with Katie Edwards.
Great interview again.
Put that out in June. We also have our last episode of the spring, episode 54 of the Youth Ministry Sherpas podcast, which we recorded here at the Youth Leader Summit. So we're going to drop that next week as well, in addition to the legend interviews that we have coming out.
Man, it's going to be a great week. So if we're taking a break, next week's going to be full of content.
That's true. And then we're actually taking most of the summer off as far as our regular episodes. We will be back late August, early September. And we're planning to do 18 in the fall of the regular Sherpas podcast. We will be back on the air in the fall.
And we'll get back to interviewing some legends. And so that'll jump back in the fall as well. So if you're a relatively newer listener, it gives you some space to maybe go back and listen to some of our old episodes, get caught up. I love it. I love it. So have a great summer, and we'll see you in the fall. Until then,
Sherpas out.